Hello there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to Macintosh Podcast number 10. And this is going to be, I think, a very special show. I've been looking forward to actually doing this for a while. What we're going to do on this one is install the new Macintosh operating system. Yes, it is here. Snow Leopard 10.6. And I've been looking forward to this for a while. It came out yesterday. And I did go after work and get the upgrade DVD, and I have it sitting right here. And the cool thing is we will be able to install this operating system totally and completely without sighted help. Before we get to the install, I just want to cover a couple of preliminary things, kind of some introduction here, and then we will get on with the install. This may be a fairly long podcast. I'm not sure how long it's going to be yet, so you may want to grab something to drink and sit back and come along with me as we venture through this install. 10.6 is, as I said, the newest operating system from Apple. And some of you might be wondering, especially because you may have seen some of my comments on lists that say, with regard to Windows, I generally say wait at least a year before, you know, upgrading to a new Windows version. And that does hold true. I still believe that. So some of you might be wondering why I jumped headfirst into this upgrade for the Mac. Well, there's actually three reasons why, and I'll tell you what they are. Number one is the operating system for the Mac is much more tailored to the Macintosh hardware. The hardware and the operating system come from the same company, so it's able to be tailored and customized much better. Now, that's not to say that there won't be bugs. I'm sure there will be. Anytime you delve headfirst into the first release of something, there's bound to be some issues. But it's a little less likely to happen probably with the Mac than it would be with Windows. Now, certainly I'm not saying that users, you know, can't upgrade to a new Windows release right away. Certainly, if that's something you want to do, feel free, and you may have very good luck with it. But it does seem to be more of a risk that you may run into problems. The second reason why I delved headfirst is because there are significant upgrades to VoiceOver, the screen reader, that's built into the Mac operating system. And I'm going to be doing a separate podcast on the new features in VoiceOver in 10.6. But I will whet your appetite a bit. Some of the new features are there are now help messages for the different types of controls. And you'll see that as we go through the install here. There's a what's called a quick navigation where, and this is mainly probably useful for laptop users. In 10.5, if you had a laptop, you pretty much had to hold the control and the option keys to navigate with the arrow keys, or you could turn on what's called the control option lock. And what that did is it simulated holding those two keys down, but then when you wanted to type letters, you had to turn that off, otherwise it would be interpreted as control option commands and hence VoiceOver commands. So what 10.6 has is what's called Quick Nav. You press the two arrow keys together, and that turns on the Quick Nav, and then you can use the arrow keys as if you were holding down Control and Option. But all the letter keys and that type of thing still perform their regular function. And then you press the up and down arrow keys together to activate the item in the VoiceOver cursor. So that's a nice new feature. Not only is there a numpad commander now, but there is a keyboard commander. You can essentially assign different keystrokes to perform VoiceOver commands, open files, almost kind of like macros, so you can do that. You can perform commands using Automator and AppleScript. So now VoiceOver essentially can be scripted if that's something you want to do or would need to do for some reason. It's there now. You can do that. There are commands for not only getting the links on a page, and with the item chooser, of course, in 10.5, you could bring up all the items on a page, but now you can get a list of links, a list of headings, I believe a list of form fields, all the different elements. You can do that now. That's all there. The speed is much better in loading pages. Now, understand, this is just stuff that I've read from people who already have used it. I have not really tried this stuff yet, of course, because my 10.6 is not installed. But I am looking forward to trying this for sure. Another feature that has been added is the ability now to automatically read pages from start to finish, nonstop. And I know that's a feature that's been requested by a lot of people, and Apple has delivered. So those are some of the new features in 10.6, not to mention that it's much more responsive because 10.6 now is an Intel-based Mac-only version of Snow Leopard. So in order to run it, you do need to have an Intel-based Mac. The Power PCs are no longer supported in 10.6, so that's another thing that makes it quite a bit faster. So the way I'm going to do this install, there are two ways you can do it. You can do what's called an upgrade, where you run the install using your existing operating system, Leopard in this case, and what it does then is it performs an upgrade of the operating system. I'm not going to do that, though. I'm going to do a full install. Anytime, whether it's Windows, Mac OS, any of that, when you're installing a new operating system, it's better to, I think at least, to erase the hard drive and do a new install of the operating system. It takes more time, of course, because then you do have to reinstall your applications and reset your preferences and that kind of thing, but you will find probably that it's more reliable in the long run. So, as with a lot of things in life, the longer way is the better way. Now, Apple's made this really simple. Unlike Windows, there's not several versions. There's not 10.6 Home or 10.6 Home Premium or 10.6 Business. There's none of that nonsense with all the different versions. And there's not a full install or an upgrade where you have to insert the previous operating system just that qualifies for an upgrade. There's none of that garbage with the Mac. Apple's made this simple. The other thing is there's no need to type in these 25-digit product keys or product activation or any of that. Apple has stuck with the honor system. Basically, the upgrade for Snow Leopard is $29, and that is for users who already had Leopard 10.5. Now, there were some Intel-based Macs that did come with 10.4, not too many of them, but there were some, and the upgrade disk will actually install on those. There's nothing preventing you from doing it. It does not check for a previous version, but again, Apple's relying on the honor system there that users will buy the appropriate software. But even if somebody were to do that, there weren't very many Intel-based Macs that came with Tiger anyway, so the number of people who would be doing that would be relatively low, relatively speaking. The other thing, too, if you're coming from Tiger to Snow Leopard and you buy that package, you also get the iLife and iWork suites, the newest versions, and so that's another thing that you get. Well, enough of the introduction. Let's go ahead and get on with the install, because I know that's the main reason why you downloaded this podcast. So what I'm going to do here, my Mac is currently shut down, and I've disconnected everything except the keyboard. You can leave a mouse connected, too, if you have one. But other than that, it's probably a good idea to disconnect any other hardware that you have connected, like USB headsets and things like that. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to, this is a front-loading drive on my Mac Mini. I'm going to put the DVD into the slot, at least as far as it can go. My Mac's not powered up yet, so it's not going to take it out of my hand yet, but I'm going to go ahead and fire up the Mac, and at that point push the disk into the drive, and then to boot off of the optical drive on a Macintosh, what you do is you hold down the C key on the keyboard. And I did demonstrate that, I think it was podcast number 2 or 3, something like that, very briefly, how you could do that with the Leopard disk, but I didn't, of course, run the install or anything like that. So this time we're going to make full use of that. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and fire this up and push the disk in and hold the C key down. So I'm going to go ahead and press the power button now. and the drive has taken the disk out of my hand. I am holding the C key down now on the keyboard, and I will do that for about 5 seconds. Okay, the drive is starting to spin up, and it has begun to read it. There's no BIOS setup or anything like that to worry about on a Mac, so you don't have to go into the settings to change the boot order or anything like that. Okay, I'm going to release the C because it is booting off of the DVD. The drive is kind of grinding away here as the Mac boots. Now, this is going to take a couple of minutes, probably a minute and a half or 2 minutes. So what I'm going to do here is pause the recording while the Mac boots off of the DVD. And then we'll pick up the recording once that's done. All right, we're back on the recording here. The boot process has completed, and most likely we are sitting in the dialog box asking us to choose the language for the install. Before we continue, though, I do want to go back to something. I said there were three reasons why I was jumping headfirst into Snow Leopard right when it was released, and I gave you the first two, but I didn't give you the third one, so let me do that. The third reason is... if you listen to my previous podcast, number 9, I showed you how you can clone a hard drive from one to another. And what you can do then is boot off of the external drive as if it's your internal. So I've got 10.5, you know, my drive cloned on my external. So if I really would need to reboot into 10.5 for some reason, for a certain application or something like that, I could do that without a problem, simply by plugging in the external USB drive, holding the Option key down while I started up the Mac, and then pressing either the left or the right arrow one time, and then pressing Enter to boot off of the external. And then it would be just as if I was back in 10.5, and I could, you know, run all my applications and everything just as if it was the internal. Speaking of cloning, let me say also that before installing a new operating system, whether you're doing an upgrade or a erase and reinstall, it's very important to do a full backup of everything. Certainly, of course, if you're doing an erase and reinstall, because if you have any music files or anything like that, you know, you want to save. But even with an upgrade, in theory, everything should still be there, but with computers, you don't want to rely on theory. So it's very important to make sure you have everything backed up to an external drive, preferably, because then it would be bootable if you would need to boot into your previous OS for some reason. But certainly your documents and everything to a flash drive, to maybe an optical disk, you know, it's important to have those backups. And it's also important to keep a copy of any license keys that you have for your programs when you reinstall them, if you choose to go that route. And it's good to keep those anyway backed up in a safe place in case you ever do need to reinstall for some reason. So, okay. So now I've covered the three reasons why I'm delving in head first, and I did want to mention the backup thing. That's important. So we are sitting in the language chooser dialog, I believe. All right, so to start up VoiceOver, now from the actual DVD, let's go ahead and hold the Command key and press F5. And that should give us speech momentarily. So I'm holding the Command key, pressing F5. I just pressed the keystroke, and the DVD drive is grinding away here. And in a moment, we should have speech. It doesn't use Alex. For this, it uses the Fred voice, which it's decent quality. It's not as good as Alex, but it's certainly understandable. And Fred's not a bad guy. Kind of sounds like Eloquence a little bit, I think, in some ways. Drive is grinding away here, which you might be able to hear in the background. I'm not sure with this Victor Stream microphone, but still grinding away here. And in just a moment, we should have speech. It's kind of taking its own sweet time here. Here we go.
VoiceOver on. Language chooser, window, language chooser, table, one row selected. Column, one of one. Use English for the main language.
Okay, so here we are. We have speech.
You are currently on a table. To enter this table, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
All right, so that's a new VoiceOver feature there, the help messages. What it does, if you sit on a control for 2 or 3 seconds, it will give you a help message. Now, that can all be customized, of course. Once the OS is installed, we'll be able to customize that and change the verbosity. And in the next podcast, I will show you all of those features, but that just kind of whets your appetite a little bit. Okay, what I'm going to do here is slow the speech down a little bit, because that is a little fast. So to do that, we do Control Option Command, hold all three of those keys down, and we press either the left or the right here. We want to get to rate.
Pitch 50%, volume 100%, intonation 50%, voice null, rate 45%.
There we go. Okay, let's go ahead and press Control Option Command down arrow and slow that down a little bit.
40%, 35%.
Let's go with 40. Hopefully everybody can understand that.
40%.
Okay. There we go. So there we are. We have our rates at, well, okay. What I'm also going to do here is turn on the numpad commander, so I don't have to hold down control and option for everything here. And they have totally redefined the numpad, too, with a lot more keys now by default. I mean, the options were available in 10.5, but you had to kind of define them. They've done a complete numpad layout, so I'll kind of have to relearn that somewhat, but the basic keys are the same. So I'm going to press Control Option Clear, actually, is the key I think it is, and that turns on the numpad commander.
Numpad commander on.
There we go. All right, so English is what we want here, so I'm going to go ahead and select that and go down to the Continue button, just using numpad 6, and then numpad 5 to select it. If you're on a laptop, you could use the control option arrow keys, or you could turn on that quick nav that I was talking about. Okay, so let's go ahead and select continue here.
Text. Continue button.
All right, and select that.
Press continue button.
Okay, now it's actually loading the install. Now, there is something that has changed with this
you
install.
You are currently on a button inside of a group. This item is dimmed.
Okay. Well, yeah, it would be, because we already selected it, but that's nice that it told us that. This install is a little bit different. In previous operating systems for the Mac, it gave you, like, three choices. You could perform just an upgrade. You could perform a option where it would rename your current system folder to, like, a backup name, and then it would install a new copy of the OS, and then
there
assuming...
You are.
Okay, it's still loading the install here. And then it would install...
You are currently on Mac OS X installer, window, continue button, has keyboard focus.
Okay, we'll read that in just a minute.
You are currently on a button. To click this button, press Control, Option, Space.
Okay, I may turn off those tutorial messages once I get the operating system installed, just because I'm familiar with how to do a lot of that stuff, but certainly for a new user, that would be excellent, somebody coming over to the Mac. Okay, so the previous versions of the install, what they would do is you could choose to just do an upgrade, install over the top. You could rename your existing system folder to something else, and then perform a new install of the operating system, and then once you're sure everything's working, you can delete that old folder. Or it gave you the option to erase the drive and reinstall. Well, what it does now by default is it will just perform an upgrade. And I think the reason why they did that is because some people were accidentally totally erasing their drives when they didn't mean to do that. And I don't know if anybody lost anything, but again, that's the importance of backups, certainly. But so there really is no way that I know of now to do the install where you rename the existing system folder and then install a new copy, but if you want to do the upgrade here, you can certainly, we can certainly just continue. But I want to erase my drive first. I want to do a install of this fresh copy. So we can still do that. What we have to do is go up to the Utilities menu here and run Disk Utility and tell it to erase the drive. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the menu bar. Now, I wonder if the built-in macOS key for the menu bar works here. Control F2. Let's see. I'm going to do Control F2. It doesn't seem like it does. I wonder if in this install the function keys are configured for hardware. Let me do a Control Function F2, which what that does is it... if you remember in previous podcasts, I was mentioning you can set the function keys to do hardware functions or software functions. And if you hold the function key down with one of the with one of the F keys, then it will perform the opposite action than what it's set to. And of course, we can't set system preferences in this install, but let me try Control Function F2.
Mac menu bar, Apple.
There we go. Okay, great. So I'll certainly make sure that my function keys are set for software functions.
You are currently on a menu bar item. To open this menu, press Control, Option, down arrow.
Okay. What I want to do actually is go to Utilities. So we're going to right arrow here.
Mac OS X Installer, File, Edit, Utilities.
There we go. Let's just arrow down through that.
Utilities menu, 8, Startup Disk, Ellipsis, Reset Password, Ellipsis, Firmware Password, Disk Utility, Ellipsis.
All right. Let's press Enter on that.
Disk Utility.
Because I want to erase my drive here before we install this.
Disk Utility Busy.
Wow, I can already tell you.
Utility busy. Disk utility window.
I'm liking utility. I'm liking the new features in VoiceOver already, and I haven't even gotten it installed yet. But I'm already liking some of this stuff. Okay, let's see what this has to say.
Utility toolbar.
Is there a help item for the toolbar? I'm curious. Yeah, maybe because I hit the control key, it's not gonna do that. Okay, let's go ahead and read this window though. I'm gonna go to the top of the window here.
Toolbar. Select disks table.
Now, you'll notice some, you hear sound effects here. I turned those off in 10.5, but again...
You are currently on a table. To enter this table, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
And that
the
would
help tag is, whole disks, mountable disks, ray sets, optical media, and disk images are displayed in this list. Select a disk item and then select an available tab to work on the item.
Oh, awesome. It automatically reads you the help tag, too, for... Oh, this is cool. This is awesome. It automatically reads you the help tag for some of these items. Oh, this is awesome. I haven't even gotten this installed, and I'm liking it already. Okay, so we are in the table, and we need to select the Macintosh HD. That's the hard drive here. I don't know if I have to interact with this or if I can just press the regular down arrow key. Let's see.
Disk utility busy. Disk utility ready. Macintosh HD expanded.
There we go. Okay.
Pioneer DVD or double Macintosh HD expanded.
That's what I want. Okay. Now I think I can just go to the right here with the VoiceOver cursor and erase this. Let's see.
Vertical splitter. First aid. Select tab 1 of 4. Erase tab 2 of 4.
That's what I want. Let's select that. Let's see what the help item is just for fun.
You are currently on a tab 2 of 4. To select this option, press Control, Option, Space.
Okay, that's what I want. Well, I'm using the numpad, so I'm going to press numpad 5, but control option space would work, certainly.
Press erase tab 2 and 4.
Okay, let's go ahead and read down
RAID,
this window.
Tab restore, tab RAID, tab restore. To erase all data on a disk or volume, 1, select the disk or volume in the list on the left. 2, specify a format and name. 3, if you want to prevent the recovery of the disk's erased data, click security options. 4, click erase.
Okay.
To prevent the recovery of previously deleted files without erasing the volume, select volume in the list on the left and click erase 3 space.
Okay.
Format. Mac OS extended. Format. Pop-up button.
All right. For this, probably what we want to do is Mac OS
extended. You are currently on a pop-up button.
Extended journal.
To display a list of options, press Control. Option. Space.
Okay. So... Let's keep reading here, and we'll keep going through this window. I want to get to the erase button.
For Mac OS extended, format, pop
okay.
Button.
Actually, we're on the format, so we need to set that. I actually just had a call from somebody actually who had a question about installing this also. So I did pause it and come back. So we're just going to select this, and I'm going to select macOS Extended Journaled. And that's really the preferred way of doing this. So I'm going to go ahead and select that here with the numpad 5.
Menu, 5 items.
Oh, that's a nice new feature. It tells you how many items are in the menu.
Extended.
So that's kind of nice.
macOS Extended, case sensitive, check mark, macOS Extended. macOS Extended, journaled.
That's what we want, and press enter.
Closing menu, macOS Extended, journaled, format, pop-up button.
All right, let's keep reading here with numpad 6.
Name, Macintosh HD, name, edit text content selected.
All right, let's see what the help tag is for this, or if there's a tutorial message.
You are currently on a text field. To enter text in this field, type.
Type, okay. That's short and sweet. Okay, let's keep going.
Text. Erase free space, button. Security options, button. Erase, button. Select disk image. Text. Mount point, / volume, / Macintosh HD capacity, 119.69 GB, 119,690,149,888 bytes. Format. Help. Dim button.
Okay, so I was just reading the rest of the window. Let's go back to erase and select that.
Erase. Button.
And select that.
Press. Erase. Interact with. Alert. Dialog. Are you sure you want to erase a partition? Macintosh HD? Erasing a partition deletes all the data on that partition, but does not affect other partitions on the same disk.
Well, I've only got one partition, so I can just tab either to yes or no.
You are currently on a text element.
Okay.
Erase button.
I'm just going to tab to erase here and select that with the spacebar. I could have selected it with the voiceover keys too, of course. But
you are currently on a button. To click this button, text, mount point, / volume, / Macintosh HD capacity, closing dialog, select disk, text, mount, help, dim button.
All right, so it's probably...
Help, dim button, text, mount point, unmount, erasing volume.
Yeah, it's erasing the disk now.
Erase, dim button. Select disk, erase.
Is there a percentage here? Let's see.
Security options, but erase button.
Okay, it's done, because I didn't choose to erase it securely. There's really no need to do that in this case.
You are currently on a button.
Okay. So that should take care of erasing the drive. So let's go ahead and do Command Q, quit out of disk utility, and let's go back to the installer. Now the real fun begins.
macOS 10 installer, window, continue button.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the top of the window and read this window completely. It's a good thing when you're installing stuff to read everything carefully.
Install macOS 10. To repair your disk using to set up the installation of Snow Leopard, click Continue. To repair your disk using Disk Utility, restore your computer from a Time Machine backup, or perform other tasks using Utilities, choose an option from the Utilities menu. Go back button. Continue button.
Well, we want to continue here, so let's go ahead and select that.
Press continue button. To continue installing the software, you must agree to the terms of the software license agreement.
All right. Well, I'll do that. Let's go ahead and
you are currently on
go down
text
to the bottom here.
Agree button.
There we go. And we'll go ahead and select that.
Press agree button. Closing dialog.
All right.
You are currently on a button. Click install macOS 10. Select the disk where you want to install macOS 10.
Well, it only has one choice because my external hard drive isn't connected, so all it has is the internal.
Disk, Macintosh HD device, DISK0S23, at least 119.47 GB resize, 119.69 GB total button.
And that sounds good.
Text.
Okay, I guess I have to select that button.
Text.
Let's see.
You are install Mac. Select the disk where disk Macintosh HD device. Press disk Macintosh HD device. DISK0S23. At least 119. Text. macOS 10 will be installed on the Macintosh HD disk.
There we go.
To change the items you want to install, click customize.
And I do want to do that because I don't want to install anything I don't really need.
On a text element.
So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Customize button. Press Custom Interact with Dialogue for Window. Finding Installation Options. Install Choices Table. No selection.
All right, then. We could either interact with this, or we could just arrow through it. Let's see what the best way to go here. I'm just going to start arrowing down, and let's see what we've got.
Essential System Software. Dim check checkbox. 8.01 gigabytes. Row 1 of 7.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. It tells you the table rows now. I know a lot of people like that. The Windows screen readers do that. And I don't know if I'll keep that option enabled, but it's nice it's there if you want it. Well, we have to keep that, obviously. That's the essential stuff. So I think we'll keep that. Let's go ahead and arrow down.
Printer support, 1.62 gigabytes, row 2 of 7, collapsed.
Okay, that's collapsed. I'm going to open that and see what's in there, because I actually don't have a printer connected to this computer, believe it or not. I don't have much of a need to print, and anything I do need to print, I print at work. So I'm going to go ahead and expand this. Let's see if I can do it with the right arrow key.
Row 2 expanded, 3 rows added.
There we go. Okay, let's see what we've got here.
Printers used by this Mac, dim check checkbox blank, row 3 of 10.
Okay, that's dimmed, so we can't even uncheck it.
Nearby and popular printers, check checkbox blank, row 4 of 10.
Okay, I'm going to uncheck that, because I really, again, don't have a printer, so I don't have a need for one. So I'm going to hit space to uncheck that.
Print nearby and popular printers, uncheck checkbox blank, row 4 of 10.
There we go.
All available printers, uncheck checkbox blank, row 5 of 10.
All right, so that's unchecked, and we'll leave it that way.
Additional fonts, check checkbox, 114 megabytes, row 6 of 10.
Additional fonts, I don't need that either. I'm going to uncheck that, I think.
All of additional fonts, uncheck checkbox, 114 megabytes, row 6. Language translations, 1.2 gigabytes, row 7 of 10, collapsed.
I probably don't need that either, so I'm going to expand that.
Row 7 expanded, 17 rows added, Japanese, check checkbox, 73.9 megabytes, row 8 of 27.
Uncheck that.
German, check checkbox, 75
French. Check, uncheck check all these.
Check Spanish, check checkbox. Italian, check checkbox. Dutch, check checkbox. Danish, check checkbox. Finnish, check checkbox. Korean, check check. Norwegian, check check. Russian, check check. Swedish, check check. Brazilian Portuguese, check checkbox. Simplified Chinese, check checkbox.
Get rid of all these.
Traditional Chinese, check checkbox. Portuguese, check checkbox. Polish, check checkbox. X11. Check checkbox, 159.1 megabytes, row 25 of 27.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that all these are unchecked. In the previous install, you could just uncheck all the language stuff at once, but it looks like on this one, you do have to do it individually. So I'm just going to double-check and make sure these are all unchecked.
Japanese language translations, 1.2 gigabytes, row 7 of 27. Japanese, unchecked German, unchecked French, unchecked Czech Spanish, unchecked Italian, unchecked Dutch, unchecked Danish, unchecked Finnish, unchecked checkbox Korean, unchecked Norwegian, unchecked Russian, unchecked Swedish, unchecked Brazilian Portuguese, unchecked simplified Chinese, unchecked Czech traditional Chinese, unchecked Portuguese, unchecked Polish, unchecked X11.
Okay, so all the languages are unchecked. This X11, that's for using certain Unix programs, I think in terminal and that type of thing. I really don't need that either, actually, so I'm going to uncheck that as well.
X11. Check checkbox, 159.1 megabytes, row 25 of 27.
Now, I should say, too, that with Snow Leopard especially, if you decide not to install a certain thing and you decide you need it later, you can install it without having to reinstall your whole OS. This isn't set in stone. So if you want to install other fonts or other languages, you can do that. You can reinsert the disk, and it will allow you to install optional items. Or if it's like a printer that you connect, what will actually happen there is Snow Leopard will actually offer to download the driver that it needs for you. So that's a nice feature.
Rosetta, unchecked checkbox.
Okay, Rosetta's unchecked. That is for if you're running an application that's compiled for the PowerPC, it allows it to run on an Intel Mac. That's what that is. It's unchecked, and I'm going to leave it that way.
X11, unchecked. QuickTime 7. Uncheck checkbox, 32.9 megabytes.
QuickTime 7, okay. I'm going to leave that for now unchecked. I don't know if Flip for Mac, which is the Windows Media plugin, I'm not sure if that works with the new QuickTime X that's in Snow Leopard or not. But if not, again, I can always add that later. I can add the QuickTime 7, or it'll even offer to download that if it's needed. But I'm going to leave it unchecked for now. So really, all I've got is the Essential System software, which is 8 gigabytes. So that should free up some hard disk space from what I had before. Okay, so that's the last option. Let's go ahead and use the voiceover cursor again now and move to the right.
8.01 gigabyte required for installation.
All right.
115.27 gigabytes free after installation.
Okay.
Text. Select to install QuickTime Player 7 for use with older media formats.
Okay, that's the info about what's selected in that table.
Restore defaults button. Okay. Default button.
Oh, that's nice. It tells you the default button. Now, that's another nice little VoiceOver addition. A lot of little additions here to VoiceOver. That's really cool. Okay, let's go ahead and select that.
Press Customize button. Closing dialog.
All right. So we've got everything customized. Let's go to continue.
Go back button. Install button.
And here's the install. Let's go.
Press Install button.
And the drive is really...
on a button. This item is dimmed.
Yeah, it would be, because it's already been selected, but it's nice that it told us. All right, so the drive is grinding away, and it's doing its thing. I don't know if we can read this window while it's doing this or not. Let me see.
Progress indicator.
Yeah, we can, it looks like. Let me see.
Progress in text. Time remaining, about 19 minutes.
19 minutes?
2.6% progress indicator. Installing Mac OS X on the disk, Macintosh HD. Installing Mac OS X on the disk, Macintosh HD. 2.8% progress indicator. Time remaining, about 19 minutes. Text, progress indicator. Progress
okay.
Indicator.
What I'm going to do here, I think, is I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording. Because...
You're currently on a progress indicator.
Okay. And we will pick this up when the Macintosh is about to restart, and we'll go from there. Because from here, it's just kind of sitting back and letting the Mac do its thing. But as you can see, setting those options totally without sighted help. I hope eventually Windows is able to provide that, and I wish Microsoft would do that. I understand that there's a lot of different hardware and that type of thing, and they couldn't do that for every single thing. But for the standard sound drivers, like if you had a USB headset or some of the standard like Sound Blaster drivers or the Realtek, you know, that's standard where the drivers come with Windows, I really wish they would provide a install. And I find that they don't, just silly. But that's just me. And of course, with a lot of computers that you buy, like from Dell or Gateway or HP or any of those, you don't actually get a full Windows disk anyway. You get the recovery disk. Personally, I think that, you know, if you buy those computers and if you have a Windows license, they should include a native Windows CD. And if they want to bundle the drivers for the computer, that's fine and that's a good thing. But I think that you should get a native Windows disk with those machines, not just a recovery disk. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording, and we will pick it up when this is ready to reboot in Snow Leopard. So we'll pick it up in, let's see how far along the progress is before I pause this.
Text, timer, 2.8%, installing Mac OS, install, 2.8% progress indicator, time remaining, about 19 minutes.
It's still at 19 minutes, so it's got a little ways to go. So I'm going to go ahead and pause this, and we will pick it
you
up
are currently on the text element.
When it's ready to reboot. All right, we're back on the recording here. Let me just read this window, because I think it's time limited. It's the restart window.
Install succeeded. Mac OS X was installed on your Macintosh HD disk. Image. Your computer must restart to complete the installation. The computer will restart in 8 seconds. Click restart to restart your computer now. Restart button.
All right, I'll go ahead and select that.
Mac OS X installer busy.
It took about
OS X installer press ready.
It took about probably between 25 and 30 minutes. Now I don't. Okay, there's the restart chime. Now I don't know if I need to leave the disk in there or not. I will do that. Although it won't reboot from it because I didn't hold the C key down, but it should be rebooting off the hard drive now. And even if the disk is left in there, it's not going to cause a problem. But I wanted to read that window right away because, yeah, it is time limited. And there is a progress indicator there, too, that you can read as it goes along. But now, the one thing this may or may not do, I don't know, is it may or may not fuss because there's no mouse connected. But we'll see on that. It's grinding away here, and it's doing its thing. I think we'll probably get some music here, too. And once it... Here we go. Alright, I'm not sure if we do anything. I guess we just let this pass for now. Let it play its tune. Okay. I think it's replaying the same thing over again. Oh, there it goes. Okay, now it's fading away. Now let's see what we get. We get anything else here. Drive's grinding away. Okay. I think we are probably at a stopping point, so I think at this point I can press Command F5 here to start up a voiceover, and this time now Alex should be our host, as it were. Let's do Command F5 and see what we get here.
Voiceover on. Setup assistant, window, Mac OS X setup assistant, skip, default button, has keyboard focus.
Okay, let's go ahead and slow that speech down just a little bit again.
Voice Alex. Intonation 50%, volume 100%, pitch 50%. Rate 45%, 40%.
Okay. Drive still grinding.
You are currently in a window.
Okay. All right, let me turn on my numpad commander here.
Numpad commander on.
Okay, and we're in the setup assistant. Great, let's go ahead and read through this window, and let's see what we got here.
Before you begin, text. There isn't a mouse connected to your computer. Connect your mouse now. If you're using an Apple wireless mouse, find the switch on the bottom of your mouse and turn it on by sliding the cover so the LED is visible. If you don't use a mouse, connect your keyboard now. Text. Progress indicator. Text. Text. Image. Text. Busy progress indicator. Searching for your mouse. To skip this process, press the return key on your keyboard. Skip. Default button.
And that's what I'm going to select here to skip searching for the mouse.
You are currently on. To skip, skip. Default button. Press welcome.
Okay. Now let's see what we've got.
Welcome. In just a few steps, you can register and set up your Mac. You can also sign up for a Mobile Me subscription, Apple's premium internet service which lets you easily share photos and files online, create a website, sync important information, and more. To begin, select the country or region you're in, then click Continue. Country and region, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 1, United States.
That works.
Show all, uncheck checkbox. Image. Do you need to hear instructions for setting up your Mac? To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your computer, press the Escape key now.
Interesting,
Go back, dim but continue button.
What do you think? Should we do the tutorial? Why not? The tutorial is supposed to be brand new for new
you
users.
Are currently on a
maybe
button.
To
click this button.
Maybe some of you might be hearing this and may not know some of the stuff for VoiceOver. Why not? Let's go ahead and play the tutorial. This install actually went pretty quickly. Let's do that.
Go. Do you need to hear instructions for setting up your
let's
Mac?
See.
To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your computer, press the Escape key now.
Let's do that.
The VoiceOver Quick Start. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. In this quick start, you'll learn the location of important keys on your keyboard and important VoiceOver commands. To advance through the quick start panels, use the arrow keys. The arrow keys are arranged in an inverted T to the right of the main keyboard keys, or in the bottom right corner of a portable computer keyboard. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. To exit at any time and continue setting up your Mac, press the Escape key.
Okay, we may not go through all of these screens, because some of this, especially if you listen to the other podcasts, are going to be really similar, and you probably know a lot of it, but let's just see what the screens have to say here. We might not read every single one of them, but we'll go ahead and take a look and see what they've got here.
Practicing what you learn? Many quick start panels include an area where you can use VoiceOver to practice the commands you just learned about on the panel. The quick start plays a sound to indicate when practice begins and ends. When VoiceOver starts and is ready for practice, you will hear the following sound. When VoiceOver stops, you will hear the following sound. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. The VoiceOver keys, VoiceOver commands are entered by pressing the Control and Option keys together, along with one or more other keys. The Control and Option keys are called the VoiceOver keys, or VO keys for short. On a desktop computer, they are the second and third keys to the left and right of the spacebar. On a portable computer, they are the second and third keys to the left of the spacebar. During this quick start, when you need to enter a VoiceOver command, you will hear something like, press VO right arrow, which means press and hold the Control and Option keys, then press the right arrow key. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. Getting to know your keyboard. To help you learn the location of the keys on your keyboard, VoiceOver includes a feature called Keyboard Help. In Keyboard Help, when you press a key, you hear the key's name. If you also press the VO keys at the same time, you'll hear the name of the VoiceOver command assigned to that key and a brief description. Use VoiceOver now to start Keyboard Help. Press VO key. When you're done, press the Escape key to exit Keyboard Help and return to the Quick Start. Then press the right arrow key to continue.
Okay. I'm not going to bother doing that because you've probably seen that before. It describes the keys and that type of thing. But let's see what else is in the tutorial at this point because we still have to do the setup yet.
Moving around the screen. To move the VoiceOver cursor, press the VO keys while you press the up, down, left, or right arrow key. As the cursor moves, you will hear a description of the item it moves to. On screen, the VoiceOver cursor appears as a rectangular outline around the item. Use VoiceOver now to navigate the practice area below. When you're done, move the VoiceOver cursor down to the Continue or Go Back button. Then press VO spacebar to select it. VoiceOver on Setup Assistant, Window, moving around the screen.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that just for fun.
Hide all comments. Radio button 2 of 2.
Now these are just not real controls, they're just for demonstration
purposes.
You are
currently on the radio. Show all comments. Selected radio button 1 of 2. You are currently on the radio button 1 of 2. To select this option, press Control, Option, Space.
Okay, so we can just move around.
Settings. Announce alert messages settings. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay.
Speak selected text settings. Uncheck checkbox.
All right, then. So that's how you just move around. I'm just using the Control Option left and right arrow keys. That's...
You are currently on a checkbox. Speak text under the Learn More button. Set option button. Skip button. Go back. Continue button.
All right. Let's go ahead and we'll do Control Option space here to select that. I could also use
you
the numpad commander probably
button.
Too, but...
Adjusting the voice, you can easily change the rate, pitch, volume, and intonation of VoiceOver's synthesized voice using keyboard commands. To start, press VO command right arrow several times until you hear the voice setting you want to change. To increase the setting's value, press VO command up arrow. To decrease the value, press VO command down arrow. Use VoiceOver now to adjust voice settings in the practice area below. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button.
Okay. For that, I'm just going to go down to
VoiceOver on. Setup assistant.
I'm just going to go to the Continue button down on the bottom for that, because I actually changed the rate when the Mac first rebooted, so that kind of demonstrated that feature.
Continue button.
I'm just going to select that.
Selecting controls. The VoiceOver cursor is a powerful feature, as it's used to navigate and control the computer. Using the VoiceOver cursor, you interact with checkboxes, radio buttons, pop-up menus, and other on-screen controls. To select or enable a button or other item, press VO spacebar. Use VoiceOver now to read the text and select the checkboxes and radio buttons in the practice area below. When you're done, navigate to the Continue or Go Back button. Then press VO spacebar to select it.
Okay. And
VoiceOver on.
We've already done that, you know, during this install, so again, I'm not going to really demonstrate that. Let's just go down to the Continue and see what the other screens say on this.
Continue button. Selecting items in pop-up menus. To show the items in a pop-up menu, press VO spacebar. To select an item, navigate to it and press VO spacebar again. Use VoiceOver now to navigate to a pop-up menu in the practice area below and select pop-up menu items. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button.
And we did that when we did the Disk Utility to select macOS Extended Journal. We actually did a pop-up button. So again, I'm not going to do the practice area here because you've already kind of seen how that works. So let's go to Continue.
Continue. Typing in text fields. Text fields are areas on the screen where you enter information. Most text fields have text labels above or beside them. Move the VoiceOver cursor to a label to learn about the text field and the type of information to enter in the field. When you type in a text field, you hear each letter as you type it. When you type in a secure text field, such as a password field, the characters are not spoken. Use VoiceOver now to read the labels for the text fields in the practice area below, and then move the cursor to the text fields to enter text. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button.
Now, that one thing that's interesting, I wonder if they did add a feature where you can choose to have those keys spoken as you type them if you want them to be in a password field. That would be a nice feature. I don't know if they've added that to a VoiceOver. Of course, this tutorial doesn't cover every single feature of VoiceOver, but it's good to help somebody get started. I'll go ahead and move through these labels just so you can kind of see how this works for those of you that may have never used this before. I will do this one because we didn't really encounter this during the install.
Type a sample password. Password secure edit text. Skip button. Type a name edit text. Type your name. Name edit text.
Okay, so that's the edit text. We could type something there if we want to. I'm not going to type anything in there because these are just practice controls.
You are currently on a text field.
Okay,
to enter
let's
text
go ahead
this
and
field, type.
Let's go ahead and go down to the Continue button then.
Continue button. Interacting with elements. Some elements on screen can contain other elements. VoiceOver simplifies navigation by moving only to these top-level elements, such as text areas, toolbars, tables, or controls. When you hear an element of interest, you can stop and interact with it. For example, interact with a toolbar to explore with tools, or with a control to change its setting. When you interact with an element, you navigate only within its boundaries until you stop interacting. To start interacting with an element, press VO shift down arrow. To navigate within the element, use VO and the arrow keys. To stop interacting with it, press VO shift up arrow. Use VoiceOver now to interact with the toolbar in the practice area below. When you're done, navigate to the Continue or Go Back button. Then press VO spacebar to select it.
Okay, we'll do that in this case because we didn't encounter that during the install. The main things you do have to interact with are toolbars, tables in some cases, and like HTML content areas, at least in 10.5 now. I'm not sure how 10.6 is going to do that stuff yet. I'm sure it's very similar, though. But anyway, let's move through here.
Text, toolbar.
There we go. All right, let's interact with that.
Interact with toolbar. Five items, get mail button, new message button, new note button. New Toto button. Colors button.
Okay. So that's the toolbar there.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Let's go ahead and continue.
Continue button. Navigating in tables. When you interact with tables in text documents and web pages, you navigate vertically and horizontally using the arrow keys and VoiceOver navigation commands you have already learned. VoiceOver provides additional commands for reading tables by column, row, or cell. To read a table column, press VOCC. To read a row, press VOR. To read the column header, VOC. Use VoiceOver now to explore the table in the practice area below. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button.
Now this might be interesting. That wasn't in the previous version.
VoiceOver on.
At least it handles tables better in 10.6. Let's just take a look at this.
Skip button. Table. Tack. Table. One row selected. Index. 1-4. Language. Korean. Character count. 6. Row 14 of 14. Interact with table. Row 14 of 14. Selected. Index. 1-4. Edit text. Character count. 7. Language. Chinese.
I'm going to do a VOC here.
Language. Chinese. Korean. Language. Chinese. Korean.
Okay. So that's just a brief
Stop
thing,
interacting
way of how
table,
VoiceOver does the tables. And we can play more with that in the next podcast when we actually really go into the new VoiceOver features. But for now, let's go ahead and continue with the tutorial.
Continue button. Press. Selecting a date and time. To change a value in the date or time field you're interacting with, press VO up arrow or VO down arrow. To move to the next or previous field, press VO right arrow or VO left arrow. Use VoiceOver now to select a date and time in the practice area below. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button.
That's pretty simple, so I'm going to go ahead and skip that one.
VoiceOver on Setup Assist Continue button.
Go ahead and select the Continue.
VoiceOver Review. Take time now to review the VoiceOver commands you have learned by using them in the practice area below. If you need to revisit the lesson, use the Go Back button. When you're done, select the Continue button on this panel. VoiceOver.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and just do Continue there.
Continue button. Congratulations! You have learned how to use the VoiceOver commands you need to start setting up your computer. If you need help while setting up your computer, press VOH when VoiceOver is running. To set up your Mac, select the Continue button. VoiceOver on.
That is an excellent thing, though, to have. I mean, for a new Mac user, maybe somebody coming from Windows, that is a really good thing to have to help you, you know, get started and that type of thing. And, of course, VoiceOver provides speech through the whole setup process. Talk about accessibility out of the box, or universal accessibility. All right, well, let's go ahead and do Continue, and that'll take us out of this tutorial. Let's move on to the setup. This is what we would have gotten to, I think, if we hadn't chose to run the tutorial.
Continue button press. Now in window, macOS 10 Setup Assistant. Continue button.
All right, now we'll go ahead and go through the setup here. Let's go ahead and go to the top of the window. Let me turn on the numpad command.
You are currently on a button. Numpad commander off.
Oh, it remembered, okay.
Numpad commander on.
I had turned it on before. I didn't know if it would remember that or not since we went into the tutorial. All right, let's go ahead and read this window.
Welcome. In just a few steps, you can register and set up your Mac. You can also sign up for a MobileMe subscription, Apple's premium internet service which lets you easily share photos and files online, create a website, sync important information, and more. To begin, select the country or region you're in, then click Continue. Country and region, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 1, United States. Show all. Image, do you need to hear instructions for setting up your Mac? To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your computer, press the escape key now.
Okay, we just did that, so let's go ahead and go to continue.
Go back, continue, button, press, continue, select your keyboard.
All right, let's go ahead and read this window.
Select your keyboard. Choose a keyboard layout, then click continue. Keyboard layout, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 2, U.S. image, column, 2 of 2, U.S., row 1 of 2.
Well, what else do we have? Let's see.
Canadian English image, Canadian English, row 2 of 2.
Okay, U.S. is what we would want, so let's arrow back up.
U.S. image, U.S., row 1 of 2.
There we go. All right, let's go ahead and use Numpad 6 here to keep going to the right. course, if you didn't have a numpad, you would use Control Option left or right, or again, you could turn on the Quick Nav feature, which I'll show you that more in the next podcast.
Show all, uncheck, go back, continue button, press continue button. Do you already own a Mac? If you have important information on another Mac, you can transfer it to this Mac. You can also transfer information from another volume on this Mac or from a Time Machine backup. The information on your other Mac will not be affected. Transfer your information image. Would you like to transfer your information? From another Mac, radio button 1 of 4. From another volume on this Mac, radio. From a Time Machine backup, radio. Do not transfer my information now. Selected radio button 4 of 4.
And that's what we want, because I don't have another Mac, and I'm not transferring anything. Actually, I am going to copy some stuff.
You are currently on a radio button 404. To select this option, press Control, Option, Space.
I am going to copy my MP3 folders and that type of thing from my external hard drive once this setup is all done, but I will go ahead and handle that manually rather than using this assistant to do that. So I will be transferring some things, certainly the apps and the preferences and stuff. You know, I'll reinstall those. So I'm not going to transfer anything using this at this point. So the radio button that is selected is what we want. So let's go ahead and continue.
You can transfer later using Migration Assistant. Learn more button. Go back. Continue button. Press continue button. Enter your Apple ID.
All right, let's see what this is.
Enter your Apple ID. Your Apple ID is the email address you used if you made a purchase on the iTunes Store, iPhoto, or the online Apple Store. If you have an email address ending in at mac.com or at me.com, you can use that as your Apple ID. If you don't have an Apple ID, just click Continue. You will set up one later. For more information about the benefits of an Apple ID, click Learn More.
And I don't have one, so I'm just going to continue.
Apple ID. Apple ID edit text.
But if I did have one, that's where I would enter it, of course. Right there in that edit text.
Example. anejohnson1@me.com. You are currently on the text element. Password. Password. Secure edit. Learn more button. Go back. Continue button.
Yeah, let's just hit continue.
Press registration information. Registration information. Enter your personal information. The information is used to register your Apple product, create your user account, set up your information in address book, and set up your mail account. First name. Last name.
Okay, this is interesting, an interesting little layout.
First name, edit text.
Okay, they're labeled. Now, the cool thing about the way VoiceOver works is, and I'm going to do a Windows comparison here, because the way VoiceOver does this is actually a lot better, but with Windows, a lot of times, if you want to read the whole screen, like the intervening text, you got to use the mouse cursor or your JAWS cursor or your mouse pointer, and then if you come to a control that you want to type something in, your keyboard or system focus is still on the default button or something like that, so you have to tab, you know, to get to the field. Well, the way VoiceOver works, when you use the VoiceOver cursor by default, you can turn this off if you don't want it, but the keyboard focus follows the system focus. Or, actually, well, it does that too, but the system focus follows the VoiceOver cursor is the way it works. So when you move your VoiceOver cursor to an item, your keyboard focus also goes there, so you can read the intervening text and also, you know, have all the labels spoken for your forms. So I'm going to go ahead and fill this in. I'm in the first name edit field. So I'm just going to type in
M-I-K-E.
Mike, and let's just, we could probably tab here too, but I want to make sure I get all the intervening text. So I'm just going to use the numpad 6 to move the VoiceOver cursor to the next item.
Last name, edit text.
There we go. And I'm going to go ahead and
you are currently
type that here. Okay.
Address.
Okay. What I'm going to do here, I think, is I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording.
You are currently on the text element.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and pause that because I don't want to, you know, put that kind of information on this podcast for obvious reasons. But at least there you get an idea of what the, you know, filling in this form will be like. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill in this information, the personal stuff, and then we'll pick the recording up again after that part is done.
You are currently on the text element.
Okay, we're back on the recording here. I went ahead and filled in the personal information. It asks you for your address, your phone number, your city, state, that type of thing. There's one control that's a little bit interesting in that. It's the state. It's a combo box, and when you get to it, if you press the down arrow key, it'll give you all the states, if that applies, if you are in the United States. And once you get to the one you want, what you actually have to do there is press enter to close it once it's selected. So that's just pressing the voiceover cursor to go to the right will end up making a different selection there because it interacts with that combo box automatically. So when you get to the state, just press enter to select the one that you want. So I've done that and filled in personal information and clicked on continue, and we're on the next screen, which we'll go ahead and read here.
A few more questions. To help Apple serve you better, answer these final registration questions. Where will you primarily use this computer? Select location pop-up button.
Okay, these are the pop-up menus that the tutorial mentioned, so we'll just select this.
You are currently on a pop-up press menu. Home. Home business. Home.
Home is the appropriate answer here, so just press enter to select that.
Closing menu. Home. Location. Pop-up button. What best describes what you do? Select occupation. Pop-up button. Right. Press menu. Design slash print. Video slash film. Music. Photography. Education faculty slash administration. Engineering slash scientist slash researcher. Architecture. Finance. Law. Manufacturing. Marketing slash sales. Medical. Miss slash IT. Student. Web designer slash webmaster. Retired. Other. Check mark. Select.
IT would be mine, so we'll arrow back up.
Student. Miss slash medical. Miss slash IT.
Miscellaneous IT. I guess that would be, yep, so press enter.
Closing menu. Miss slash IT. Occupation. Pop-up
okay.
button. Stay in touch. Keep me up to date with Apple news, software updates, and the latest information on products and services to help me make the most of my Apple products. Check checkbox.
I will go ahead and do that in this case. I think I'm actually already on that list.
You are currently on a checkbox. To select or deselect this checkbox, press Control, Option, Space.
I will go ahead and keep that checked in this case.
Stay in touch. Keep me up to date with Apple news, software updates, and the latest information on products and services to help me make the most of my Apple products. Go back button. Continue button.
Okay, well, the first one was the checkbox, then there was the label below it. That's why I read that
you
twice.
You are currently on a button.
Okay, here's the continue button. Let's go ahead and select that.
Press continue. Create your account.
Alrighty.
Create your account. Enter the name and password to create your user account. You need this password to administer your computer, change settings, and install software. Full name. Mike Arrigo. Full name. Edit text content selected.
Let me make sure that that is spelled right.
Mike M. M-I-K-E space. A. O. Mike Arrigo.
It is, and I will leave that go as it is.
Account name. Mike Arrigo. Account name. Edit text content selected.
That's fine.
This will be used as the name for your home folder and can't be changed.
Not a problem.
Password. Password. Secure edit text.
Okay, I'll go ahead and type that. It won't echo it, of course.
You are currently on a text field. To enter text in this field, type. This is a secure text field. Text typed into this field will not be displayed and will not be spoken by VoiceOver.
That's a nice little addition to tell somebody, you know, that it is a secure text, so if they're wondering why it's not spoken, so very thoughtful of Apple to get the help text right for that. Okay, I've typed that. Let's move on.
Verify. Verify password. Secure edit text.
And I will do that. Okay, let's keep going.
Password hint. Password hint optional. Edit text.
And I'll skip that.
Enter the hint to help you remember your password. Anyone can see the hint, so choose a hint that won't make it easy to guess your password. Go back button. Continue button.
And I'll select continue there.
Press continue. Interact with alert dialog. You haven't entered.
Let's see.
A password.
I should have typed that. I wonder if I was in the wrong place. Let me double check. Let me pause this recording and go back and check that. I will be right back.
We are currently
okay.
In the text element.
There we are. What I was talking about was I didn't enter a password hint, and that's okay. I don't need to do that. I don't think I'll forget what I entered there.
Go back
for the
button,
password. So
continue button.
Let's do continue here, and we'll
press
move on.
Continue button. Setup assistant busy.
Okay.
Go back button. Setup assistant ready.
It's grinding away here. Let's see what we've got.
Enter the name and radio button 404.
Okay, here's a new window.
Try mobile me free.
I don't want to do that.
The simple way to keep everything in sync. With mobile me, your email, contacts, and calendar are automatically kept in sync between your Mac, iPhone, iPod Touch, and the beautiful suite of web apps at www.me.com. You can also showcase your photos and movies on the web, publish your own website and more, all with 20 GB of online storage. Easily share photos and movies from iPhoto and iMovie in a beautiful online gallery.
I don't want to do that. Let's just get to the radio buttons.
Access your important information anywhere. Store and access radio button 404. Sign me up for the free mobile music 0-day trial, then only $99.00/year. Radio button 204. I have a .Mac or mobile me box and want to use the activation key. Radio button 304. I already have a .Mac or mobile me member name. Clickable. Radio button 404. I don't want to try mobile me for free right now. Click that, radio button 404.
That's what I want.
Press radio button 404. I don't want to try mobile me for free right now. Clickable.
That's interesting that it says that's clickable. I wonder if I...
Press. I don't want to try mobile me.
Interesting. I guess that's part of the radio button. Okay.
Go back. Continue button.
And let's do continue.
Select thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Your Mac is set up and ready so you can... Time machine image. Your Mac is set up and ready so you can...
So I can. I wonder if I need to interact with that text or...
Interact with text. Word. Your Mac is set up. So you...
It's just a... Okay. Maybe it's just a text
Stop
element.
Interacting
there.
With
see.
Text.
So I can't...
Time machine image. Back up your computer.
Oh. Okay. I see. It's... Your Mac is set up already so you can, and then it's got an image there
you are currently on the text
of something,
element.
And then it's got so you can back up your computer and... Okay, I see what it's doing.
Find your image. Browse your files with CoverFlow. Mail image. Email with style. iChat image. Chat using effects and backdrops.
I see what it's doing. It says your Mac is set up already so you can, and then it lists the image for each app, and it says what you can do. Okay.
You are currently on the text element.
That makes sense.
Spaces image. Organize your work. Enjoy using your Apple computer and Mac OS X.
I believe I will do that very much.
Go button.
And go we select button. Go here, and...
Press go button.
Drive is grinding away. And the CD is grinding, probably because it's, I left that disk in the drive, and,
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now. If you want to learn how to use VoiceOver, press the space bar now.
I wonder if the tutorial is the same as what we did before or if it's a different one. Let's just find out.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the VoiceOver Quick Start. To resume where you left off, press the right arrow key. To start at the beginning, press the left arrow key.
Oh, there's more. Okay, that's good. It gives you the stuff you need to know to set up. Let's continue this just for fun.
Using steppers. Steppers are on-screen controls for increasing or decreasing the value of a numeric setting. To use a stepper, first interact with it. Then to increase a value, press VO up arrow. To decrease a value, press VO down arrow. Use VoiceOver now to practice using the steppers below. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button. VoiceOver on. VoiceOver Quick Start. Window. Using steppers. 2-5. Stepper. Number of children. 0. Number of children. Edit text content selected. Stepper.
Let's see.
Interact with stepper. Using the dock.
Interesting.
The dock is a collection of icons along the edge of the screen that makes it easy to open your favorite applications, such as Mail, Safari, and iTunes. You can open applications using Finder or Spotlight, too, To navigate to the dock, press VOD. To move from one icon to another in the dock, press VO left arrow or VO right arrow. To open the application whose icon is in the VoiceOver cursor, press VO spacebar. Select the continue or go back button.
All right, we'll press the right arrow key here too. That's for continuing. We've covered that in previous podcasts, so we won't spend too much time on that.
Using the menu bar, application menus are located in the menu bar across the top edge of the screen. The menus change to match the active application, but typically include File, Edit, Format, Window, and Help menus. The Apple menu, at the left end of the menu bar, is always available. At the right end of the menu bar is the Spotlight menu. Use Spotlight to search your computer for documents, music, and more. You can search for an application and open it from Spotlight. To the left of the Spotlight menu are other items, such as the Universal Access menu. Depending on your computer and settings, to navigate to the menu bar, press VOM. To jump directly to Spotlight, press VOMMM. To navigate in the menu bar, press the left arrow or right arrow key, select the continue or go back button.
And you can use those keys. I use the Mac OS built-in keys, usually like Control F2 for the menu bar, Control F3 for the dock, and that type of thing. But these keys certainly work. There are VoiceOver commands for doing the same thing.
Navigating web pages. You can easily navigate a web page using VoiceOver commands you've already learned, such as VO right arrow, VO left arrow, VO up arrow, and VO down arrow. Select the continue or go back button.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they really have improved this tutorial. This is great. I'm glad I actually did decide to demonstrate this. This, for a new user getting started with the Mac, this would be excellent. This is a great thing. Certainly the training stuff that comes with a lot of the Windows screen readers are good, but it's not near as interactive as this is.
Using the Web Item Rotor, you can quickly navigate web pages using the VoiceOver Web Item Rotor. The Web Item Rotor displays common items on web pages, such as links and headers, in separate lists. Choose a list and then select an item in the list to jump to that item on the web page. To open the Web Item Rotor, press VOU. To move through the list, press the right or left arrow key. To navigate to an occurrence of an item, such as a link on the web page, press the up arrow or down arrow key. Select the continue or go back button.
Can we try that here? Let's see.
Navigating web pages. You can easily navigate a web page.
No, I guess not. Okay.
Using the web item rotor. Using auto web spots, VoiceOver provides an alternate way to browse web pages based on their visual layout. When a web page opens, VoiceOver identifies key elements that represent related items on the page and automatically creates virtual tags, called red spots, to mark them. To jump to the next or previous auto web spot, press VO Command N or VO Command Shift N. When you hear one of interest, use general navigation keys to hear the related items. To move to the item before or after an auto web spot, press VO right arrow key or VO left arrow key, select the continue or go back button.
Ah, that's going to be a fun feature to try. This will, again, whet your appetite for the next podcast. Let's keep going here through the tutorial.
Practicing web page navigation. Use VoiceOver now to navigate web pages in the practice area below. You can use VO and V arrow keys, the web item rotor, and auto web spots. When you're done, select the continue or go back button.
Let's do that a little bit.
VoiceOver on, VoiceOver quick start, window, practicing web, quit button. HTML content, HTML content.
Let's interact with that.
Interact with HTML content, interact with text, word, let's, character, L. Heading level 1, let's stop in.
Let's
interact
see.
With HTML content, interact with text, word, let's, character, L. Heading level 1, let's learn about lemurs. Lemur playing with tail, JPEG image. Lemur close-up, JPEG image.
Okay, let's go ahead and do a Control-Option-U here. In 10.5,
on the JPEG image.
That just did... oh, wait a minute, what's the help tag for this? This could be interesting.
Lemur close-up, JPEG image.
Let's see.
You are currently on the JPEG image, inside of HTML content.
Oh, okay. Anyway, in 10.5, Control-Option-U just brought up a list of links. Let's try this now and see how it works.
Open web item router, headers, 12 items. Images, 5 items, headers, 12, links, 7 items. Auto web spots, 4 items. Form controls, 3 items. Web spots, 0 items. Visited links, 0 items.
Oh, neat.
Non-visited links, 7 items. Tables, 1 item. Frames, 0 items. Images, 5 items. Headers, 12 items.
Very nice. So you get a list of everything here. I'm just arrowing left and right. Let's go to links.
Links, 7 items. Madagascar. What do lemurs look like? What do lemurs eat?
And press enter here.
Link. What do lemurs eat?
Oh, very nifty. Oh, I can't wait to take this out on the real web. Oh, that's going to be fun. And the next
your
podcast is going
to
be good.
Inside of HTML content. To click this link, press Control, Option, Space.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Apple's done a great job with this. Okay, let's go ahead and go to continue. We'll stop interacting with this.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
And we'll go ahead and do the right arrow. Or actually, I got to do continue, I guess, here. Let's see.
Continue button. Press.
Okay.
VoiceOver review. Take time now to review the VoiceOver commands you have learned by using them in the practice area below. If you need to revisit a lesson, use the Go Back button. When you're done, select the Continue button on this panel.
Okay, we'll go ahead and continue.
VoiceOver on. Continue button.
Getting more from your Mac? Congratulations! You have completed the VoiceOver Quick Start. Now you can use the VoiceOver commands you have learned to get more out of using your Mac. If you need help using VoiceOver, press VOH when VoiceOver is running. You can customize VoiceOver using VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility presents a list of 9 categories, from General to Braille. To open VoiceOver Utility, press VOF8 when VoiceOver is running. To exit the VoiceOver Quick Start, press the Escape key or select the Done button. To revisit panels, select the Go Back button.
VoiceOver on. VoiceOver Quick Start. Window. Getting more from your Mac. Done button. Has keyboard focus.
All right.
Bluetooth Setup Assistant has no windows.
All right. Let's see what we've got here now. We're back. We're out of the tutorial now. Let's see what else we have to do to finish setting this up.
Bluetooth Setup Assistant has no windows. Bluetooth Setup Assistant has no windows. Finder. Software update. Bluetooth Setup Assistant.
Okay, let me see what this...
Bluetooth Setup Assistant has no windows. Bluetooth Setup Assistant has no windows. Bluetooth Setup
Assistant
has no
windows. I wonder if I can quit this, then. Let's see.
Finder. Window. Mac OS X install DVD. Image browser. Close window.
I'm going to close that.
Desktop. Mac OS X install DVD. Selected volume.
Okay, I'm going to eject that
You are currently
disk.
In volume. Eject was removed from selection. 0 item selected.
Okay, I just ejected the disk. Okay, what we've got here now is a software update, it looks like. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. Let's do a command tab and see what we've got in this window.
Software update. Software update. Window. Software update.
I'm going to slow that voice down. I think it's sped up a little bit more.
Voice Alex. Intonation 50. Volume 100. Pitch 50. Rate 45%. 40%.
There we go. Okay, let's see what we've got here in the window.
Software updates are available for your computer. Do you want to install them? NumPad Commander on.
Let me turn on the NumPad Commander again here.
You can continue to use your computer during the installation. You don't need to restart it when the installation is complete. Text note. Use of this software is subject to the original
Let's
software
see what
license
got.
Agreement. S. Show details button. Help button. Text note. Install. Not now button. Show details. Help button.
Let's see. How do we get to the table? I was just tabbing around here. Let's see.
Software up. You can continue. Text note. Help button. Show details button. Not now button. Install. Default button.
Yeah, I'm going to quit this and do the regular software update, I think, because I want to see what's installed.
You are currently on a button. Finder, desktop, empty desktop.
Okay, my hard drive is not listed here. I'll fix that. It's probably in system preferences.
You are currently in a scroll area.
What I want to show you now is, I've done a previous podcast on the system preferences, and I'm assuming that hasn't changed too much. But what I do want to show you is how to enable VoiceOver in the login screen, because that's important to know. To do that, let's go down to the dock. I think we can do Control F3. Maybe I got to change the function keys on this so it does software instead of hardware, which I will do, but that's not overheat. Or I probably need to do some tweaks in system preferences. So let's use the VoiceOver command. It's Control Option D. Interesting. Okay. Well, there's
NumPad commander off.
There's
NumLock.
But the one way. Let's go to the menu bar.
NumLock pressed. NumLock pressed.
Interesting. Okay.
Finder.
Well, that's very interesting. Okay. Let me go ahead and restart. We'll see what that does. Oh, very fast restart. And this will also give us a chance to see how fast it reboots. Probably what I'll do here is show you one last thing about how to enable VoiceOver for the login screen, because that's important. And then I'll go ahead and conclude this podcast. And I hope everybody's enjoyed coming along with me on this. But there we are. I mean, we've totally installed this operating system. We reformatted the drive, and we installed the new operating system totally and completely without sighted help. And I was able to demonstrate the tutorial also, you know, which is very good for new new users. Okay. Now, I probably need to re-enable VoiceOver here now, because this is the first time that this has booted up with my new account. So let me do Command F5.
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now.
Which we do.
If you want to.
Okay.
NumPad commander on.
Now.
Finder. Bluetooth setup assistant.
I need to get rid of this Bluetooth setup assistant. Let me see if I can do that. Because it doesn't like the fact that I don't have a mouse.
Finder. Bluetooth setup assistant.
Let's see.
Finder. Empty desktop. Menu bar. Apple.
Okay, there's the menu bar. I went ahead and do that. Let's go to system preferences and I'll show you how to enable the VoiceOver for the...
You are currently on the menu bar. Apple. So, Mac OS, System Preference, Dock, System Preferences,
let's go to System
Closing
Preferences.
Menu, Desktop, System Preferences, Window, System Preferences, Toolbar.
Okay, the first thing I want to do here is I want to change the view so it's alphabetical.
Menu bar, Apple, you are currently on Edit, View, View, Back, For, Show, Checkmark, Show All Preferences, Command L.
Let's do that.
Checkmark. Organized by category. Show all preferences. Command L. Closing menu. Toolbar. Show menu bar. Apple. Edit. View. Feedback. For. Show all. Check mark. Organized by. Organized alphabetically.
That's what we want.
Organized alphabetically.
And what checked. We want to do is go to accounts.
Leaving toolbar. Appearance. Accounts. Button.
And let's select that.
Window. Accounts. Toolbar.
All right. Let's go ahead and read this. Window.
Toolbar. Accounts. Groups and login options. List one item selected. Mike Rigo, current user, group 2 of 5. Password. Login items tab 2 of 2. Password. Login items tab 2. Mike Rigo image. Change password button. Full name. Mike Rigo text. Mobile me username set button. Address book card. Open button. Allow user to administer this computer. Dimmed check box.
Now, I'm the only account, so that would have to be dimmed, and it's checked.
Enable parental controls. Dimmed unchecked checkbox. Open parental controls. Button. Add user or group. Dimmed button. Delete user or group. Dimmed. Click a lock to make changes. Button.
Okay, I'll have to do that first.
Press. Authentication. Window.
And I will type in the password here. And press enter.
System preferences. Ready. System preference. Delete user. Click a lock. Click a help button.
All right. Now button. Let's see if I can do the
toolbar.
Enable VoiceOver.
Accounts, password. Login items tab 2 of Mike Rigo. Change password. Full name. Mike. Text. Mobile me you set. But address book open. Allow user to administer. Enable open parental. Add user or group button. Delete user. Click a lock to prevent further
okay,
changes.
Let me. Maybe it's in that group. Let me just tab through
help
this here.
Button.
This is a little bit hard to find. It was in Leopard too.
Back. But show all. Search. Leaving toolbar. Accounts. Groups and login options list one item selected. Guest account, user, group, Microego, guest, login options, group, 5 of 5.
This is it. Okay, that's where it's at.
Login options, group, 5 of 5. Login options, group, 5 of, stop interacting with, account, automatic login, Microego, automatic login, pop-up button.
That works.
Display login window as, list of users, selected radio button, 1 of 2.
And that really doesn't matter, because I'm the only one.
Name and password, radio button, 2 of 2. Show the restart, sleep, and shutdown buttons, check checkbox. Show input menu and login window, uncheck checkbox. Show password hints, check checkbox. Use voiceover in the login window, uncheck checkbox.
Okay, so there it is, so we want to go ahead and check that.
Check, use voiceover in the login window, checkbox.
There we are, and the reason why you want to do that is because for installing some software update, it actually logs you out, and that way you'll have speech
checkbox.
When those run.
Show fast user switching menu as, name, dim pop, show fast user switching menu as, uncheck checkbox, name, dim pop, network account server, join, button, image, text, add user or group, button, delete user, click a lock to prevent, click
and there
lock
we are.
To help, button, help, button.
So there we are. So the voiceover is now enabled for the login. And I think I know why my hard drive is not showing up either. I need to go to the Finder preferences and enable that. So I'm going to do some settings with that. And if there's any really important ones, I'll cover that in the next podcast. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this one. I realized it was kind of long, but I hope everybody did enjoy all of it. But I now have 10.6 installed, and that was great. I mean, it totally with outside help. That is wonderful. Apple should definitely be commended, and the new voiceover improvements look really good. I can't wait to try those also. So with that having been said, I'm going to conclude this one, but stay tuned for podcast number 11. I want to take some time and learn about some of the new voiceover features before I actually do that podcast, but podcast 11 will be following fairly soon, hopefully. If any of you want to contact me with any questions, comments, would love to hear from you. My email address is N0OXY, that's my ham radio call sign also, N0OXY at charter, charter, .net. And I would love to hear from you, and thank you so much for the for all the kind words that everyone has sent me regarding these podcasts. That's great. It makes it all worth it. And some of you have asked, I've actually gotten a couple of emails asking, will I ever do any iPhone ones? Well, I don't have an iPhone at this point. I'm thinking about getting one, but I don't want to switch to AT&T, actually, which is the only provider that offers it in here in the U.S., however, you can buy the unlocked iPhones. They're quite a bit more expensive. But I've considered getting one. And if I do ever get an iPhone, rest assured, I will be doing some podcasts on that also. So I will do that if I ever do get an iPhone. Anyway, everyone take care. And we will talk to everybody really soon in podcast number 11, demonstrating some of the new voiceover features in more detail.